Let's turn our attention now to the latest Afrobarometer survey on corruption and our perception of corruption. Results that are not exactly surprising, revealing that almost 64% of respondents believe corruption has got worse in the past year. Some interesting insights from the survey into broad, big corruption that tends to be the focus of our reporting, certainly in the media. Also, some staggering numbers about the daily kind of nuisance corruption, solicitation of bribes and the like. And that survey done with the Institute for Justice and Reconciliation. And we're joined by project leader now, Janisha Patel. Janisha, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Could we start with the broad brushstrokes? How many people did you survey and what were you asking them?
Good afternoon to you and to your viewers. So just in terms of the survey, really quickly, it's a nationally representative sample size that is randomized. So it gives us a good idea of South African society as a whole. And we surveyed 1,200 people across the country, sort of across various demographics that make it representative of the whole.
And what kind of questions were you asking them?
So the Afrobarometer does a huge module of questions. What we've just released in the paper that I've just written is particularly on the corruption questions. And so these questions are quite straightforward. They are, some of them are, in your opinion, over the last year, has the level of corruption in this country increased? And as you've noted already, about 2 in 3 people say it have increased. But then we also try to locate that corruption. And so we ask, how many of the following people from a list of different groups and institutions do you think are involved in corruption? And at the top of that list, we had SAP in our 2021 survey. But interestingly, SAP is on the top of the list of the survey and has been for the last decade when we've asked this question. So 56% of people say that all or most of SAP's officials are involved in corruption, followed by 53% to say the president and his officials, 51% to say local government councillors, and then 50% to say members of parliament. On our list, we've also got a host of non-state actors. And interestingly, and maybe unsurprisingly, they've come out at the bottom of the list in terms of being seen as most corrupt, and those are traditional leaders, NGOs, and religious leaders.
It's interesting because we do think of corruption as kind of PPE, tender fraud, and digital vibes, and state capture, but it really does go much deeper, and this survey kind of reveals that. Can you share some of the experiences of your respondents with regards to the effect of corruption in their daily lives?
Absolutely. I think you make a really good point, and I think what the survey highlights, and you know, I've seen what's dominating the headlines, is really that corruption under Ramaphosa has increased. But what we really find is that corruption is so ingrained and deeply entrenched within all state institutions, at every level of state institutions. And I think what you're specifically asking about are the civil service and to what extent they accept bribes or solicit bribes from the public to do basic services. And so if I can maybe just tell you a bit of that, 1 in 4 people say they've paid SAPs to avoid a problem with them. 1 in 5 people have said they've paid a bribe for a document like a passport or a license, and then also to receive assistance from SAP. And a much smaller percentage of people, 6%, say they've paid a bribe for medical care. But it sort of, you know, speaks to the extent to which corruption isn't only within states, but it is also something that happens between society and the state. But more broadly, that corruption, you know, is sort of at every level of state institutions, and that includes the civil service that works on the ground and services society daily.
It really is endemic in South African society. Project leader for inclusive economies at the Institute for Justice and Reconciliation, Janisha Patel, thank you for joining us on the Midday Report today. Also in that study, and quite a worrying, some quite worrying figures about the reporting mechanisms for corruption, because everybody says, well, you know, don't be part of the problem and report it if it happens. But revealing declining levels of public trust in those avenues that you use to pursue corruption. We will definitely keep an eye on that. We are up next, going to talk courts and crime and the case of Nomia Ndlovu, that crazy story straight out of a crime novel. Stay with us on the Midday Report. It's 12:23.